California's budget managers got a rare bit of good news today. At the beginning of September, the state will be able to stop issuing IOUs and start actually paying its bills with cash. Those IOUs have been emblematic of California's struggle to close a $24 billion budget gap. NPR's Ina Jaffe has been covering the state's financial problems, and she joins me now in our Culver City studios. Ina, what changed to make it possible for California to begin using real money now to pay its bills?
The controller said he took revenue projections from the Department of Finance and subjected them to what he called a stress test. And that's really just a projection of the money that would come into the state in fees and taxes and go out to pay bills, but calculated on a daily basis. Also takes into account possible unexpected drops in revenue. Maybe we should say further drops in revenue, litigation costs, things like that. But there's also some qualified good news that this is based on. And if you compare this July with July a year ago, personal income taxes are still down more than 11%, but sales taxes were up almost 21%, and corporate taxes rose more than 9%.
So it looks like people are starting to spend some more money. The state started issuing these IOUs in July. Who got stuck with them, and were they able to cash them in so far?
Well, there were some banks that, you know, out of the goodness of their hearts, I guess, decided to cash them very early on, but that didn't last very long. And so the people who got stuck, as you put it, were individuals expecting refunds on their income taxes, or businesses who provide goods or services to the state. And they got the IOUs so that there'd be enough cash left to make the payments required under the state constitution, because bondholders, for example, the people or institutions that have lent California money, go to the head of the line, and so do schools.
So they got these IOUs, and presumably they have earned interest on these IOUs, or a little tiny bit of interest. How much does that mean the state will have to pay up?
Well, the interest itself is 3.75%, but the face value of what they put out in terms of IOUs, they put out 327,000 of these things, and altogether they were worth at face value almost $2 billion.
Wow, that's a lot. So does that mean, I mean, it's a lot of money that the state will have to pay out, but does that mean that the state is out of the woods as far as its budget problems are concerned?
Well, not really, not any more than the rest of the economy. And as I said, income tax revenues are still down. And there's been so much discussion in this state since all this started to happen that the entire tax structure here is out of whack, that California relies too much on the income tax and capital gains taxes. So when times are tough like they are now, the state finances just get hit really hard. So there's even a special commission that was appointed to come up with alternatives, and the legislature is probably going to be taking those up pretty soon. Meanwhile, there's a lot of politicians and analysts who think that the legislature could be arguing over further spending cuts or tax increases in the very near future, certainly before this fiscal year is over.
And what's the reaction quickly in the state capitol to this news?
Let me just read you one quote from John Chung. California owes a debt of gratitude to the thousands of individuals and businesses that were forced to bear the brunt of the state's chronic fiscal mismanagement.
Thank you, Ina. That was NPR's Ina Jaffe and the upcoming end to IOUs as California gets ready to start paying its bills the old-fashioned way with cash.